Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 101. Determination, not drift. Psalm 101. Let me remind you, it's thoughts on the Psalms. It's not a detailed exposition of the Psalms. I don't have the time in this brief discourse to do even the reading of it, You must read these words for yourself. You must look into these things for yourself. I can just give brief thoughts, outlines, things that appear to me from this psalm. Psalm 101, determination, not drift. Now, what's the first thing I see? Well, I remind myself it's David speaking. And he's a king in Israel, and it's in the days of the Old Covenant, so there must be big differences here. I'm not a king, I'm not in the Old Covenant, I'm in the New, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus, trusting in him in the days of the New Covenant. But nevertheless, there must be principles here. This is recorded in Scripture for my learning and my profit. And the first thing I notice is that this man is a singing man. He, I will sing of your love and justice. I will sing praise. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. He is a man who praises and worships and serves God and rejoices in God in song. He has something to sing about. Unbeliever, will you listen to that? Believers have something to sing about. And the point is this. It's singing, it's rejoicing, but it's solid. Solid singing. Doctrinal singing. Determined singing. He speaks of trust. As I say, it's doctrine. It's practice as well. This is not just mere sentiment. This is not emotionalism. This is not subjectivism in the crudest sense. Here is a man who's rejoicing in God, and he has something to sing about, and he puts it down in song. He makes vows to God, he praises God, he worships God. But the point is, above all, determination. What do I mean by that? I will, I will, I will, I will, I will not, I will not, I will, I will, I will, my eyes will be. It's over and over again. This man is determined, he is resolved. He's not a drifter. Do we live in a generation of drifting believers? Pinball believers? What do they mean by that? At the whim of every circumstance and feeling. Is your spiritual life, brother and sister, is mine, characterized by this determination to serve and praise and worship and honor God, and to practice in a way, a life which is in a way determined to serve God? Or is it just emotion, just feeling, sentiment, drift? Am I a pinball, victim of circumstances? What is this man's concern? I will be careful to lead a blameless life. I will walk in my heart, in my house with a blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. I won't have the faithless about me. I don't want liars. I don't want cheats. I don't want slanderers. I don't want to engage in gossip. My eyes will favor the faithful of the land. I don't want pride. I don't want all this razzmatazz. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. I don't want liars about me. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. As I said, he's a king and Israel, so it doesn't strictly apply to me. But the godliness of it, the holiness, the devotion to God, the determination is there. That's the word for the believer. It's the word for me. I mustn't go through the rest of my day and the rest of my days in a drifting, pinball fashion, but determined to serve God. Given up to his praise, obedience in life, practical godliness, determination to worship God. Unbeliever, a final word for you. You won't drift. Well, are you going to drift into eternity? So many unbelievers do drift into eternity. Make a determined stand for Christ now. Call upon the name of the Lord. Have done with drift and come to Christ in a determined manner. And begin this life of praise and worship to God and determination in a practical way to serve him. May God get all the glory. May we learn from Psalm 101, therefore, determination, not drift, not drift.